Here on our show, we've brought you several stories about high schoolers across California who've been speaking out against sexual harassment and abuse from their peers as part of the Me Too movement. But there's also this disturbing pattern of cases emerging where teachers are being accused of harassing and grooming high schoolers, especially high school girls. We're going to talk about this trend now with Matt Drange, who's a senior correspondent at Business Insider. For a recent story, he went back to his own high school in Rosemead in the San Gabriel Valley. The title of his article, "He Was My High School Journalism Teacher, Then I Investigated His Relationship with Teenage Girls." Hey there, Matt.
Hey, Sasha. Thank you for having me.
Matt, I want to start by asking you to read us the intro to this story, and just a warning that the content might be upsetting for some listeners.
Something was off. It was a hot July day, and the classroom at Rosemead High School should have been empty. But when a security guard swung open the door to let several students in to collect supplies, she noticed the motion sensor lights didn't turn on. A man's voice called out from the darkness. "Oh, I was just looking for some books." Startled, the guard recognized Eric Burgess, a longtime teacher, kneeling on the floor. As her eyes adjusted from the sunlight outside, she made out the outline of a young girl who appeared to be hiding behind Burgess.
And it turns out this teacher was engaging in sexual behavior with this girl. She was a recent graduate and had been his student.
Yes, that's right.
What led you to start investigating your own high school journalism teacher, Eric Burgess?
It was actually another story that had nothing to do with my high school that spurred all of this. It was an article published in the Oregonian about a teacher at a high school there who for decades had gotten the benefit of the doubt with all sorts of questionable behavior and misconduct, often of a sexual nature involving teenage girls and students. I read the story and I just thought, gosh, you know, is there someone like this at my school who also got the benefit of the doubt? And when I started making some phone calls and requesting disciplinary records from the school, I quickly realized that, yes, there are several people who have probably gotten the benefit of the doubt, and perhaps none more so than my teacher, Eric Burgess.
What was it like for you when you were Eric Burgess's student?
I thought of him, I think, like most of my classmates did. He was sort of like a cool uncle figure, if you will. You know, he was often joking in the classroom. He loved to tell your mom jokes. He really, really pushed boundaries and loved to do pranks and would upload his pranks to YouTube.
And go! Oh, oh, cheater!
I liked him. You know, I was fond of him. I thought he was funny. And you know, I knew that I could also trust him with things that maybe I couldn't tell other teachers.
But was there anything, when you look back, that made you think, huh, maybe that behavior wasn't really okay, especially when it came to young girls?
At the time, this didn't really stand out to me. But I did know when I was a student that, or at least that there was this rumor that Eric Burgess had fathered a child with a former student. It was really common knowledge among students that that had happened.
You heard from a lot of experts about child abuse, especially with this concept of grooming and looking at how Eric Burgess groomed young girls who were his students.
The grooming behavior that I describe in the story, you know, for example, with the girl who in the beginning of the story that we just read was having sex with Eric Burgess just a few weeks after she graduated. You know, he first suggested to the girl, hey, you should join journalism. She didn't even know what journalism was. He was overseeing the student newspaper, the newspaper that I was on, and he suggested that she join it her sophomore year. He helped her fill out her schedule. He really gained her trust, and she confided in him really traumatic things in her own life, abuse that she suffered at home. That kind of behavior, that grooming behavior, is unfortunately very common. You know, the types of behavior that he did that could be seen as caring for students and really trying to help and nurture them. And often that kind of behavior is really the precursor to the grooming itself.
Yet his behavior went unchecked for years. I mean, did school officials have an inkling what was going on?
Yeah, so we detailed 20 years, really throughout his entire career almost, of red flags and inappropriate behavior. At several points, various folks tried to alert the principal, assistant principals, district officials of inappropriate behavior and of these relationships. And time and again, the officials either did a very cursory investigation and you know, tried to interview one or two people and didn't get anywhere and called it a day, or just ignored red flags and allegations altogether. As far as the response, you know, to my story, you know, at this point, the school still hasn't apologized to any of the current students, which has upset quite a lot of people in the campus community. They haven't really directly or in any kind of substantial way responded to anything in my reporting.
Eric Burgess actually made a great effort to try to control the story. You got a hold of some voicemails that he left for one of the young women, the one the campus security guard caught him with in the part of the article that you read for us.
The reporter that's been interviewing, his name is Matt Drange, thinks that we were dating when you were a sophomore, and that you wore my sweatshirt, my Panthers Hill hoodie, and that's proof that things were going on. I don't know who's talking to who. I don't know. I know that there was a private investigator on campus.
So, you know, I should say when I first heard that voicemail, I was stunned. I mean, it really shows the level of manipulation and coercion that Eric Burgess had with his students. In this case, the young girl who he groomed for 3 years and was in a sexual relationship with him for almost the moment after she graduated. And so, you know, when he was leaving her these messages, this was at the point where the school had just opened their investigation in the spring of 2019. And you could really hear in the messages and in his own words, sort of his level of desperation get ratcheted up as the messages continued over a period of several weeks.
I know that they're definitely trying to fire me. And I don't know if there's going to be more. I don't know if, because it's, again, if they think that you were seeing me when you were a sophomore, then obviously they're going to file a police report and I'm going to get arrested. So if there's, again, you know, if there's any way that if that comes up, obviously be honest with them, but, you know, don't. I mean, I'm still trying to make it seem like nothing happened at all after you graduated. So, but I don't know what the f*** is going on. Still nobody's contacting me. All right. My life is imploding.
So what happened to Eric Burgess after all of this came to light?
Yeah, so, you know, at the time when these voicemails were left, this particular student, you know, had been covering for and lying for Eric Burgess for many months. And she continued to do that until she finally spoke with me and told me the truth. That was in July of 2019. And shortly after that, she decided, you know what, I'm done lying for him. And I think for her, that decision was really spurred by the knowledge of me telling her that she wasn't the only one, that there were other students as well. So when I told her about these other women, about some of the various red flags, she began cooperating with the district. And ultimately what happened is when she provided these voicemails, text messages, emails, photos, it became clear that Eric Burgess had obstructed and tried to obstruct the district's investigation of his relationship with her. And so the district was able to get him to agree to a separation agreement in which he was barred from working at the district ever again. And that was in December of 2019. I should say, too, you know, the LA Sheriff's Department has opened a criminal investigation.
And how have current students at the school responded?
So after the story came out, you know, hundreds of students actually walked out of class in protest, demanding that the school take action to ensure their safety and ensure that someone like Eric Burgess doesn't abuse students again. And a few days after that, there was a very emotional school board meeting where the article came up during the public comment period, which began with a current student who just graduated. Her name is Citlali Palacios, and she is the newspaper editor of the student newspaper, which she joined when she was a freshman, when Eric Burgess was the advisor before he was put on leave. And she spoke out, and really, I think, in a very gut-wrenching way.
I'm outraged that while we claim to have safety protocols set in place to ensure the safety of our students, the only protocol set on my campus that has ever kept me safe is word of mouth. It's having friends tell you which teacher is the easy grader, or which teacher has a short temper, or which teacher has to avoid because he takes too long of a prolonged look at your legs.
So So, of course, Matt, this is one story about one high school, one teacher in Southern California. But you've received hundreds of responses from people across the country saying that this story resonates with them.
Yeah, I would say 99% of readers have responded to the story with some version of, oh my gosh, this reminds me of, and then they fill in the blank. You know, this idea that there's a teacher who's well-liked on campus and who may be grooming young girls for relationships. Typically, they're male teachers. Sometimes they're female teachers as well. But the idea that teachers would take advantage of that position as trusted adults is something that so many readers have been able to relate to far more than I ever thought possible. In part, too, because, you know, I told it in the first person. This was my school. This was my teacher. And I think people can relate to that as well. They think, gosh, you know, was this something that I saw or got glimpses of when I was a student? Did I see some of this as well?
Well, and of course, this is a very personal story for you, too. And I imagine that made it difficult to report. There's also some poetic justice, right, in the fact that the person who taught you how to ask tough questions as a journalist ended up being the focus of your investigation years later.
It certainly is ironic in some ways. You know, he actually, I think, sort of alluded to that himself when he reached out to me on Facebook around the time that he was leaving those voicemails for that young woman. But he said, I suppose a man's got to do what a man's got to do to make his mark on the world. I didn't quite understand what he meant by that, but I think, you know, now I think he was sort of referring to, like you said, that sort of poetic aspect of this where he was my journalism teacher. But you're right, Sasha. I mean, the story was very difficult to report. You know, probably the most difficult story I've ever reported, not from the aspect of that reporters run into a lot, you know, which is getting documents and gaining trust in the community and all these things that are very difficult, but really because he was close to me, he was close to my family. You know, he helped my brother through a difficult time in his life. And for a lot of my friends who read the article, you know, several of whom I'm still close with today, they told me that reading it really destroyed a piece of their childhood. You know, this is my community. So the people that I talk to for this story, the people in the story, they're not just sources. They're friends. They're friends of friends. They're people who I knew before I was a reporter. And that's been on my mind a lot, and it continues to be on my mind as I report this next story, which will be published in the coming months, which will detail a lot more and essentially show that what I reported about Eric Burgess was just the tip of the iceberg at Rosemead High.
Matt Drange, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Matt Drange is a senior correspondent with Business Insider. His recent article about Rosemead High is called "He Was My High School Journalism Teacher, Then I Investigated His Relationship with Teenage Girls."